to Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Placing my most humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the voice and listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony. Dear listeners, loving Sai Rams and greetings from Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the entire universe, the abode of highest peace. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and this is a segment, Service Love in Action, bringing you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. Well, today is 4th of December and the time right now in our studio is 12 noon. The weather here at Prashanthi Ashram is quite pleasant and cool. The temperature is slowly falling down day by day as this is the month of December and it's winter here at Prashanthi Ashram. So today in this segment, Service Love in Action, as part of today's segment, I'll be playing for you a conversation that I had recorded a couple of weeks back with Mr. Sandeep from Vishakhapatnam of the Indian state of Andhra Pradesh. Brother Sandeep was involved till date in 108 drinking water projects. Yes, you heard it right, 108 drinking water projects. In fact, when I was talking to him, it was really inspiring to know that he and his team of youth are youngsters, are at the age of about 18 to 25 or in the 20s till 30s. So I was very inspired to talk to him and to know about how they undertook this 108 water projects in a span of about 7 to 8 years and also learn from him what inspires them to undertake these service activities. And you mind it, they go to these interior villages, the tribal villages around Vishakhapatnam every Sunday. So there every Saturday and Sunday is involved in service activities. So let's listen to this conversation that I recorded a couple of weeks back with Brother Sandeep, and I hope you all will enjoy this conversation.
Sairam, Brother Sandeep, greetings and a warm welcome to Radio Sai Studios.
Sairam.
This segment is called Service Love in Action. And in this segment, we talk to Swami's devotees and listen to their experience of being involved in different service activities. Swami has given a lot of importance to service. Swami has said that service to man is service to God. And Swami has not only said, he has also shown it in action. To begin with, I would like to congratulate you for having participated in almost 108 water projects.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure you will say Swami is the inspiration because Swami has done many water projects. The Anantapur Water Project, then the Chennai Water Project, and the water project in East and West Godavari districts, providing clean drinking water for millions of people. So today we would like to listen to you about your involvement in these water projects, the 108 water projects in and around Vishakhapatnam, right?
Yes, yes.
So at the very outset, let's begin by you telling us how it all started.
Om Shri Sairam. With the divine blessings of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, we the youth of Vishakhapatnam has started the integrated water projects in the areas of Arku and Paderu regions of Vishakhapatnam district, Andhra Pradesh. This all started in 2007 when we heard about Swami telling and praising the service activities done in the East Godavari district, the tribal service. Swami loved them a lot after they had provided drinking water and they laid the roads in the deep interior areas. So we so much got inspired by listening to that speeches and all. So we thought to do what Swami liked most. Service to man is service to God.
Mm.
We also want to do the same kind of activities because we also had those tribal villages and all. There are many villages which are suffering with lack of water. Water is the main cause for everything, sanitation, hygiene, health conditions and all. So one day we took one vehicle and all, we started and we started into the village early in the morning. We don't know where we would reach, But after entering 70-80 kilometers, we have started. Then in one place, we found an A&M nurse. We talked to that lady. After talking to her, we found that she is one of the instrument of Swami. She had shown us the way, actually. We asked her, can you tell us, please, any names of any villages which are fully not developed, who are suffering with health, hygienic conditions, no drinking water and all. She told us three villages named Sankuparti, Burjwalsa, Galipadu. And so we asked her the route and all. She had shown the route, but she insisted that you need to stop in a place where in the footsteps of the hill, and you need to park your vehicle, and from there you need to walk around 10 to 12 kilometers deep into the forest.
Mm-hmm.
After walking 10 to 12 kilometers, you will get the third village and all. In between, you will have these two villages, and mm-hmm. to go to the third village, you need to walk that much distance. And that lady insisted us to take one of the local people who were residing in that low-lying areas.
Mm.
So we thanked her a lot, and we started going to the village.
So there was no proper road. You had to.
There was no. There was no proper road actually. And going to the footsteps of the hill also, it was so tough. It was ghat road and all. Our driving the vehicles also our youth only actually. So it was so hard. We started early in the morning. We went into that lost village and all. And down as that nurse suggested us, we went into that village and asked to, we need some help. We need to go to these three villages and all. We need to see what's their position and all. And no one has come actually. They said whoever goes up to those three, four villages and who comes down, they will suffer from fever and all.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get some diseases. And there was some phobia in that low-lying areas. That
so those locals, they didn't cooperate.
No one cooperated actually. Mm. So we thought anyway we need to go. Finally, two persons. One was somewhat educated. He was inspired somewhat. We talked with him personally and all. He told Mrs. Sairam, it's so tough actually to go. And you people live in cities and all, you can't walk. It's 10 to 12 kilometers into the forest area. It's not that easy, he told us. So, okay, once we'll go and see what's happening and all. And then those two people, after one and a half hour talking to the villagers and all, two people started coming. And that time we did not take water also. No biscuits and all, nothing to eat. We started in the morning. After half an hour journey, we started walking, we came to know. It's so tough, everyone full dried off, we are unable to carry our body weight also. So he asked, the villagers asked, shall we return and all? No, we'll not return. By any time it may happen, but we need to go today. So we started walking, and after going 1.5-2 hours, we found some temple named Mallana Swami Temple, where Lord Shiva used to be there, and all those locals used to come once in Shivaratri and do puja only. And that temple we saw, it was like a low-lying area, 30 feet down it will be there. And only men used to go, women cannot go because there was no proper way to go. Those twigs and all from the trees, it used to be there. People used to cast that slowly. That army people, how they will do those exercises and all, catching that rope and all. In the same situation, those two villagers who have come, they first shown us how to go. Because one way, we have rock and all. And in that rock, in between those two, three rocks and all, we have that Mallana Swami, Lord Shiva statue and all. And in the other side, it was so deep that we could not see the earth. It was so deep, some water is flowing and all. If our leg slips, we cannot find our body also.
Mm.
We'll be no more. So he told us, you have to be so careful. So we started Sai Gayatri and all, we went slowly. After seeing that, we felt very happy. Seeing Mallana Swami, we had a Parvati Devi photo also, statue. We took the water and did some Abhishekam and all. We went up. And there in the waterfalls, we washed our face, everything finished. Then he asked, shall we go? Still, we did not reach the first village also.
Mm-hmm.
And we took some rest and we started again. we went to the first village and we saw the condition and all. It was so worst. People are drinking the same water. These cattle and everything drinking the same water. Small children, they have big stomachs and all. So much water problem, hygiene problem and everything. No one is listening. Everyone, that day which we went, that day full everyone was drunken actually.
Oh.
No one was able to listen us. That two villagers who has come, they are not listening. Fully drunken stage. One, two people we tried to talk, we talked them and we told that we'll come another day. We saw every village, we went to house, each house, what's their hygiene conditions and all.
So how was it? Condition?
Condition, it was everything in front of the house, the cattle used to be there.
Mm-hmm.
They used to keep some water for drinking and all. Those cattle used to drink that one. There was no separation.
No proper drinking water. No proper shelter also maybe.
No proper shelter. For drinking water also, they need to go 4-5 kilometers.
Okay.
And we thought we need to do something. And what made us to select these three villages also means Sankuparthi is the name of the village. It resembled as Puttaparthi.
Mm-hmm.
And that district name is Anantagiri. It resembled as Anantapur. And so after that, it was almost afternoon when we reached the first village. We did not have anything to eat, anything to drink in that waterfall area. We thought to drink the water and we drank. That two villagers who have come with us, they have told us, you reside in town areas. If you drink this water, you'll be affected by malaria and all. Please don't drink. Yes, but we unable to tolerate and all, full thirst and all. So we drank the water. And from there, we started to the second village. And while going to the second village, it was almost in the evening. Almost 3-4 hours we walked. Because we did not have any practice and all. In the town areas, we used to reside. Anytime we need, we used to take the vehicle and all go. And so it was almost in the evening. There, finally, in one of the houses, we found Swami's photo actually.
Oh, wow.
In one of the doors, Swami's photo is there. Every hero photos and all was there. In one house, Swami photo was there on the door.
Mm-hmm.
We are shocked actually. And we thought Swami reached before us. That village was somewhat okay. Someone was listening to us, which we were thinking to talk.
Mm.
And in that village also, we asked them where you are getting the water and all. He showed one point. We went to that point that was also not clean. So we thought we'll return because it was almost getting dark. And the two villagers asked, we'll go to here only. If you spare another half an hour, 1 hour, if you strive somewhat hard, you can reach that village. But
the third village.
The third village is, we'll call Chapraya. It was around 60 degrees inclination. You need to crawl on that and you need to go somewhat.
Okay.
If we will not see that Swami's photo, we'll return and actually.
Hmm.
Because on seeing that Swami's photo, we were so enthusiastic. We went to the third village and in the third village also, it same scene repeated like the first village. Everyone was fully drunken and all. No one was listening, and some 2-3 people who were educated, we talked with them, some students and all. They gave the clean idea of what's happening here, how their hygienic conditions and all. Every time we go to the village, we ask where you are getting the water and all. We used to go to see the sources and all, and we saw there also. There, interestingly, we found one. They used to get water from roots of the tree. It was big tree actually. So from that roots, they used to get the water. One day, after starting the service activity and all, we thought of full emptying that place where the water is coming. We are taking water from the buckets and all, we are throwing outside, but the water is not drying out. It was oozing like anything so fast. So that day, it was almost fully dark. We did not have torchlight also with us, no light and all. We returned back. On that day with the night, we thanked those two villages. We came Vizag and we kept one meeting in between of our all youth and all. We call all the youth in our mandir. We talked to everyone and we heard that they'll have market on Tuesday actually. So that day was Sunday and so we'll have one Monday. We talked and Tuesday next day some of them decided decided to go, and four members went on Tuesday.
Go again to those three villages.
No, down, those three villages will be coming down.
Okay, down there will be a market.
Market. Those three villages, every village used to come. Every village came.
Market, vegetables.
What fruits and all, pineapple, whatever they will have, they will come here down, they will sell it. Uh-huh. And whatever they need, they will take. Some rice and soap and all, whatever they need, they will take off.
So they have to walk down about 10 kilometers?
10 kilometers. More than 10 kilometers also there. There are so many villages. So finally, that day in the market, it was the worst situation actually. Everyone, the people living in the low-lying areas and all, those people prepare big, big dishes, wine and all. Every people coming from that hilly areas, they'll drag him, give one glass of this wine and all. There, that was a special wine they'll prepare in that area. And everyone will be fully drunk, and some of them will not reach that home, their home on that day also. They'll be sleeping somewhere. They will not be going. So we thought, first we need to change these people. So we first prayed, Swami. We thought, what to do? They will not hear us. They will not hear us. If we will tell, we'll do something. How many days we'll stay there? Because every village around 100, 120 kilometers we used to travel.
Mm-hmm.
That means we need to stay around 2 days. 2 days in the weekend, Saturday or Sunday. How many days we'll stay there? First, they have to believe Swami first. We need to tell Swami's message and all. If they do, they will have the protection and care to protect that thing. If we construct water project and we go, later if they don't care, that
maintenance
it's very important. So what we thought means first we'll construct that steps to that village, Mallana Swami temple.
Okay.
We asked that first village people. Because second, third village, it's too far. So that first village people, we asked them. Another day we went, we asked them, they told, no, we don't need anything. Like that they talked.
Why?
So, because nobody is interested actually. Only once in a year they are going to that village, Shivaratri time they are going. We told ladies they cannot go actually. We told everyone can go to the village, everyone can have God's darshan and all, you can do puja. We thought to impress them, but no one was listening. So we told, we caught some of the youth, we talked with them. They were some little bit okay impressed. We told one day, and we asked hammers and all. We took 2-3 hammers. We were unable to carry that also, by somewhat we have carried them. We asked those villagers, they also came. But no one was ready to do anything. First of all, we cut all those twigs and all. So when we started hitting with the rock, hitting the rock, it was too hard. Because we have no habituated and
no experience.
No experience and all. 2-3 youth we have started. First hour hitting the rock. We are not able to do. One side if we slip, we cannot find us also.
Mm.
So what to do? We are doing. After 5-10 minutes, one person named Appal Swami. I still remember his name because so we thought Swami was in him.
Mm.
He first came up with the hammer. Sairam, you move Sairam.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot do all these things and all. You tell us how to do, I will do. First he has come forward, and he hit the rock like anything. Full, first, some clean everything we have did. So after that, we called one civil engineer from 2-3 civil engineers actually. First we have called one civil engineer. He told, it's a risk job, you cannot do, I cannot do anything, please don't involve me, like this. He ran away.
Mm-hmm.
2-3 civil engineers we bought. Everyone told the same thing, because if we slip and all, we cannot find anything.
Mm. Very risky.
It's very risky. So what to do? By that time, we have convinced that villagers, they are ready to do. Now, no one civil engineer is there, mm-hmm. Nothing is there. So one devotee, he is a mansion actually. We called him. He told, if everyone do the service well, I can do.
Mm-hmm.
You have a plan, I'll use my experience. With Swami's grace, we'll complete this, he told. And around 14-15 days, we did everything. Which civil engineer told, it's not possible. Every day, Swami, chanting Swami name, Swami's bhajans and all, doing Nitya Narayan Seva there, who are villagers who are coming. First day, 3-4 people have come.
So every day from Visakhapatnam, we used to go there. Every day.
First, or you were staying there? In first, constructing the steps, first 7 days we one batch stayed.
Okay.
The next seven days one batch stayed.
Mm-hmm.
While we used to stay there also in the first village, villagers have come catching those guns and all because...
Where you used to stay there?
In that first village, the temple and that village, it was lots of distance. Until it used to get dark, we used to stay near the temple. And if we want to go there to the village and all, we need to walk. But we used to get exhausted. So we asked build something here only around this area. So they built some small hut. The first day we are surprised they have come with all those small guns and big knives and all. We asked why you have come with all these, Sairam, we have fear of bears and tigers.
So it's a security for you guys.
They have come, we felt okay, Swami is arranging us everything. With Swami's grace, first 7 days one batch has stayed, next 7 days another batch, we finished everything. Which lots of experience with the civil engineers and all who have told we cannot do.
How many of you were there in two batches?
Two batches, around 20 people.
All youngsters?
All youngsters, 18 to 25, yes.
Years old.
With Swami's grace, we have completed everything. And by that time, first villagers have got confidence that these people have done, people have come to do some good for us.
Mm.
And later, every part of that surrounding area villages also have come to us. Those two villages, also second, third village also, they have come to us, Sairam. Okay, do something for our village also like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, what we told is, will you come, we asked you, will you come to Puttaparthi? They somewhat hesitated and all. So, we talked with them, we kept with the three villages, we assembled at one time, and we talked with them, nothing will happen, we'll take you to Puttaparthi. There you ask Swami, every problem will be solved for you. You'll get nice water. If you get water, your condition, health, hygiene condition will be fine. And education purpose also will be fine for you. Swami will see everything for you and all. So finally, some of them decided to come. And all the three villages, we told everyone should come. Those who are in need of water, you come, we told like that. So, in the three villages, they decided to come. Meanwhile, we made three brooches actually. These three, steps construction to Mallanna Swami temple and three villages, health hygiene conditions and about the village condition, photos and all, what are the water they are drinking, what are the source and we thought to ask Swami, shall we do some water project and all in these villages. So some proposed plan also we have prepared before only. That also we kept some, we took some pics and all. So finally we have come to Swami on April 3rd, 2008. We have arrived in Parthi. The morning session, we did not have Swami's session. We are unable to go inside because we arrived late actually. So, in the afternoon session, we sat in the darshan. We are given special seating.
Now, you boys came.
No, along with the villagers.
Villagers also.
Villagers.
Okay.
54 plus our youth, eight members youth, our youth. We have come. Swami on that day did not talk with us. Came straight until us, turned right from us. We are sitting in the left side. To be frank, I cried like anything whole night. Swami was seeing right from the starting, he came to us and he did not talk to us.
Mm.
We are doing something wrong or what?
Very disappointed.
I cried like a small kid actually. And I did Sai Gayatri. Everyone we talked, we asked the villagers to do Sai Gayatri. They also did Sai Gayatri. And the next day, Swami came straight to us. One of the villagers, he kept the brochure and all. In the first line, every villagers have said. Swami came straight to him. He did not stop, that villager, tribal village, he took the brochure and he kept like this in his hands. Sairam, Swami, he told. And Swami laughed, and the tribal gave the brochure and Swami took the brochure. And one of our members stood on his knees and told, Swami, these are the tribal people, we are thinking to do water projects in the villages of Sankuparthi, Burjals and Galpadu, Swami, with your blessings. Swami saw the brochure and saw us, Manchidu Bangaram, Chayandi Nenu Unnanu. He told these words.
You go ahead, I am there.
That's the first indication Swami Asan gave us. So we thought we'll do everything. We'll start the water project and all. And that 3 days we had a nice darshan and all. Every day Swami used to come, Swami used to stop. Used to talk with some or the other people. Every youth, they have talked with our youth also. So we went back. The villagers also very happy because seeing this Puttaparthi and all, they were a lot of impressed. And they have changed a lot also. Seeing all these people, they have, in the starting, if we used to go, they used to drink fully and all, if we go also, you not used to care actually. Fully drunk and straight.
In another alcohol.
Alcohol fully. Now, if we are, everyone stopped actually, and gradually change has come. They used to tell, greet everything, Sairam has come. In between them also, they started greeting Sairam. And we returned back our troop, went back to the villages. In between, Swami's birthday has come. We did Narayan Seva in the villages. We asked all the villages to come down. We kept food for them. We cooked. And in that winter season also, we took the blankets, Swami's prasadam, sweet. We went door to door these 3 villages. We distributed all the blankets also. Satsai Trust of Vishakhapatnam Division also, they have come, every youth has come. We have went door to door actually, distributed this. And meanwhile, we have completed these 3 water projects also. And after completing, we have come around 250 members to Swami actually. We made one Sila Falkam, writing everything, these 3 villages names, Satsai, Yojana, Gram Seva, water projects and all. And we stayed around 7 days. Swami blessed on the last day. And everything was fine. For first 3 villages, it was almost 6 to 8 months. More than that also. Because we did not know what to do, how to do. It's many hurdles. Swami, we used to pray daily. Swami, this happening, that's happening, what to do. We don't know because we are inexperienced. We used to do in the local villages in the Vishakhapatnam. Once we entered into the tribal villages, many insisted because the first 3 villages which we selected were so interior. We had the problems of Naxalites also. While we are doing also, some of them used to come, inquire us, who are you, why you have come. After they used to talk with the villagers, what these people are doing and all. They used to tell these are doing good things for us only, no problem. Like they used to go off. And in every aspect, Swami was with us. He used to be with us, and he showed us the way. After those 3 villages and all, every village, they used to come to us.
Okay.
Swairam, please come to us. Sairam, please do for our village.
The villages nearby and around.
Those 3 villages around, we did another 20 water projects.
In 20 villages?
In 20 villages, in that surroundings only. Meanwhile, Tuesday, they used to have market. So we talked our Vishakhapatnam, Samthi and all. First, we need to maintain health, hygiene conditions also. So they told all the doctors and all, they told we'll do medical camps every second Tuesday. So every second Tuesday they used to do medical camps and all. We used to go before third Sunday, fourth Sunday we used to go to the canvassing, and first Sunday also. They got habituated actually. In the first starting days we used to go to the villages, Sairam, we have a medical camp in so and so area, please come Sairam, like that we used to tell. But later on they got habituated. They used to come to the market, they used to go to the medical camp, we used to give some prasadam also. So in that way health also mainly improved. And we used to tell some Bal Vikash also in the evening time to the people, to the students and all, those who are used to roam unnecessarily. And we found some of the youth so much creative ideas and all, they used to roam. And so we made everyone to go to the schools and all. We talked with those parents and everything. In what aspects Swami told us to do, everything we have done almost. Clear, no bath and all. They used to bath 3-4 days once because main problem is water.
Yeah, water.
Water,
yes.
If they want, they used to go 3-4 days.
When there is no water for drinking,
how they will bath. Now, how it happened is, they will do puja for the tank first. They will do puja for the tank and they will start everything. daily they will do puja. Those villages in between them, they will wish Sai Ram. They used to call like that. They will do puja. And now they are bathing daily. They are getting pure water. And in those villages only, we kept some people to maintain the tank and all. They will take care. If there is any problem, every time we are in touch with almost many of the villages. If there is any problem also, they will contact us. Because in the starting, some villages we used motor and all. And later we found out that if power will not be there, because it's a tribal area, if there is power failure, if it is in town areas, electrician or some people will come. In that areas, it's very hard. They will not come. It takes time. If that's the case, there is no use of keeping that motor and all. So finally, what we decided is only gravity. Gravity system, it will work. We'll first find one source. When we'll find the shortest route, we'll ask the villagers, they will measure, we'll also measure, we'll finalize the route, we'll see.
We'll find the source of water.
Source of water from there to the villagers, village.
We'll lay the pipelines.
We'll lay the pipeline. We'll ask all the villagers, they'll assemble once, we'll ask where you want the tank and all.
One common tank for a village, right?
One common tank with 3 to 6 taps, depending upon the strength of the village. 3 to 6 taps. And if we keep every tap to every house and all, it will not be good because no one will be maintaining. Because there will be no government authorities to see all those villagers need to take care of that village. So we have decided only gravity is the main because it doesn't need any power.
So water source will be on a higher level.
Right? The water source will be on the higher level in the hilly areas. In the between the trees, water.
Yeah, what type of water sources used to?
We get? Saw water coming from the roots of the tree, and water coming in between the rocks. In one area, we found very interesting. It was oozing from the earth.
So it will be a continuous source, is it?
Continuous source. In many areas, the tank used to be filled.
Full tank.
Tank used to be full and it used to overflow
also.
Because what we used to do is in that source we'll go and we'll construct a small 3x3. We'll construct one cement like this. We'll collect all those water first. All those water and from there we'll lay the pipeline.
So almost like make a small tank.
Small tank there also. There we'll keep small Swami photo and all. And from there because that is the water source which people are habituated and cattle is also habituated. If cattle will come and see if there is no water, it will try to break that also. So in that place only small, we used to keep a small pond like so for a cattle also. For cattle also used to drink there and people also small tank we used to construct and from there we'll lay the pipe. That pipe will go directly into the villages and there villages used to collect. In the starting 3 villages we had professional plumbers and all. Those people told us, Sai Ram, for these 3 villages we have come and next we cannot come. They are actually one of the devotees actually. Those are also devotees. But they told it's very hard. It's taking 3-4 days to do plumbing here. Please Sai Ram, we cannot come. So what we told is, you teach us. We know electric connections and all, phase neutral, how to connect the motor and all, okay. Piping means another one, what we need to learn is plumbing and all. So in that first 3 villages only, everyone learned plumbing. That helped us a lot, doing nippling and all, everything. Laying the pipe jointing, heating those pipes, HDP pipes. So everything we learned in that 3 villages, later on everyone learned. We learned electrical department, plumbing and driving also. We have one vehicle. We used to drive. Everyone learned driving because we don't know who will be available when. So we need to go every day. We used to start at Friday night maximum. Friday night or Saturday night. If we need to go in the night time, we need to be careful and all. We learn driving also. Until now around 108 projects have completed with 102 inaugurated. Inauguration means actually it was like a festival for everything. All the people, you know, was Swami's birthday, how we density of people and all, full crowd. like the same celebrations they used to do, full decorating those villages, and full the villages people who are living in the surroundings also used to come to that village. Okay. Sairam, please come to our village also. We are also having these
problems. So there will be a Narayan Seva.
On the opening day we used to have Narayan Seva. Our Samti people also used to come. Mm. Our district president, state president, everyone used to come, and our youth coordinators from state level have also come for some of the inaugurating openings and all. So they used to do like a festival, everything. 1-3 villages we asked, do you need any inaugurating and all. They are told, we'll do, we'll celebrate Sairam, please. Mm. Because on that day, many memorable events. I personally enjoyed a lot because there is an tribal dance called Dimsa. And it was so super. They used to perform Dimsa 3-4 hours continuously.
Wow.
It was amazing actually. They were skilled in that, doing the dance. We'll mesmerize everything. Keeping Swami's photo. If we used to sing Swami's bhajan also, they used to dance for that. So they used to celebrate like anything. So until the 102 villages we have inaugurated, 6 villages they got the water, but they're drinking water under trial run.
Okay.
We thought before Swami's birthday we'll complete this this Swami's birthday 108 projects. 108 completed, but 6 they are drinking water under trial run, not officially inaugurated.
Now for each water project, how much approximate cost will be there for one water project?
Actually, the here main costing depends upon. In the starting, we used to lay cement tanks and all. That used to consume manpower, time mainly. And skilled manpower is required. Mansion needs to be skilled. Needs to be skilled actually to construct. So later on we thought after doing 30-40 projects we'll keep some syntex tanks and all. Big syntex tanks. So syntex tanks mainly that water source to the village length also depends. If it is around 3-4 kilometers and all, it's okay. And they used to show 6-7 kilometers also source. We used to tell such another source which is near, which is more, which comes in the mainly in the summer season, you have water or not, we used to ask. All these considering all these aspects around, if it is a small village with 250 people, around 30,000-35,000 cost it used to cost, everything, transport and all. That pipeline, everything, pipeline, if we need to, if we select one village, we need to transport that tank, we need to transport that pipeline, everything, transportation cost, everything around 30,000-35,000 minimum.
So after this water project, we have seen many changes in the villages, right? The health has improved, the hygiene condition, the children, they would have started going to school, they are taking bath.
Yes.
So, what transformation have you seen in the volunteers?
Actually, transformation has come in the volunteers, and also transformation has come in the villages. Mainly, I'll start with villages. Villages, first when we used to go, no one used to care. Now, what they are telling, how they are addressing themselves, they are addressing themselves calling Sairam, Sairam, mainly. That's the main change we have seen. And if we ask, will you come Puttaparthi to see Swami? Everyone is ready. Everyone, now for this birthday, we have come around 350 members doing Swami service and all.
Prashanti Seva.
And Prashanti Seva. Yesterday, Gram Seva and all, lifting those heavy 100 kgs and all rice, everything. Gram Seva, canteen service and all, 350 members were involved. Now, everyone has changed a lot. Everyone mainly stopped drinking.
Drinking alcohol.
First we'll catch some main youth who are in that area. If we change them, he can influence everything. So Swami's names, Swami chanting, books we used to give, everything. They used to, mainly they used to call Sairam, 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 doing puja for the tank, drinking water after chanting Swami's name. They used to do bhajans also now in the evenings. Like this, if we ask, we will come for service, everyone is ready. In the January you will come, okay. In the April you come, okay. In November you come, okay. Everyone is ready. Now, actually, in this trip, we gave 250 members, one form we gave. 250 forms we took and we distributed in the villages. And we asked, you fill your name, details and all. Only 250 members we need like this. Only 250 members you come.
For Prashant is
for Prashant service. Uh-huh. What they did is, they took Xerox of that. Uh-huh. And another 100 copies they took extra and they told we are ready, Sairam. And totally for 350 finally.
Oh, nice.
We asked, what is this, Sairam? No, we also want to come like this.
Mm.
And coming to our volunteers, in the starting we used to keep our money, the money which we used to use for our pleasures and all, we used to cut everything and we started later on with the support of trust members and all, our such as our organization, we did our water projects. We never used to go to these movies and all, we cut mm-hmm. everything. Although our friends used to go in the weekend for enjoyment and all, but we found our enjoyment in these water mm-hmm. projects only. So as we found happiness here, we were able to do from 2007 to now 2015.
And in the beginning you told the youngsters who used to come with you all were age group of 18 to 25, right?
Yes.
So what inspires all of you to spend almost all of your weekends in this water project, right? Almost all Saturdays, Sundays goes off, right?
All Saturdays, Sundays.
Like if you see your friends, as you said, they may go for a movie or some vacation during the weekend or some party or something, but you don't go for all such things. So what inspires you to do this?
Mainly we used to find happiness here only, actually. Gram Seva and everything Swami used to tell, service to man is service to God. And we, after listening to many Swami speeches and all, seeing Swami doing service water projects in Anantapur, Chennai, Bombay, East Godavari, mainly what inspired us is East Godavari district. That's also one of the tribal area which was developed by Satsai Seva organization.
Mm.
Looking all those, we also thought we also need to be in Swami's fold. So we also talked to Swami. So we had that inspiration and all from Swami only. Mm-hmm. He showed us way. Swami shown us the path, where to go, how to go in every aspect. If we get some trouble, we used to stand in front of Swami's photo, Swami this, that, what to do, like that. And the next day only we used to get some solution and all. Mainly we used to find happiness there only.
Mm-hmm.
That's what held us from last 8 years mm-hmm. in Swami's fold.
Now, so you are involved in now 108 water projects, right?
Yes,
really remarkable. So, now you may be 25 years old, is it?
Yes,
25. So, at this age itself, you have achieved this thing. So, what would you like to tell other youngsters of your age group about service?
Sairam, as Swami told, service to man is service to God. Anything if we want to achieve, we need to do only in the young ages. 18 to 25, very sensible age actually.
Yes.
At this time, we need to choose the right way. In which way?
Start early.
We should start early. Start early, reach safely.
Yeah, drive slowly, reach safely.
In this is the sensible age. If we turn in the right way, we'll be in the right path. We need to do service as Swami told. It may not be the tribal area service. It may be any service in the local areas. If now recently some of the cyclone has stuck in our area, Vishakhapatnam, anything, any disaster or anything, helping the needy people, doing the service in the hospitals. What Swami says, if we do Swami's service or Swami's seva, Swami will look after our problems and all. That's the main thing.
So, anything more you want to share about this water project, or shall we conclude? Before concluding, yeah, your final thoughts. In future, what is your plans? How many more water projects you want to do?
Actually, 6-7 months back, one of our some team member asked us, what's your plan? How many you are planning? We told nothing like that, Sairam, but one divine number is there, 108. We are thinking to complete that. That person told, why 108 and all? You continue. But before Swami's birthday, you plan that, like that. So, 108 is completed with Swami's grace now. And next, we have not stopped with that. And the next village also continuing. So, no number also we have thought.
Mm-hmm.
It will be continuing like that until Swami's grace.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay. Thank you very much for coming here and sharing with us about this water project. I'm sure all our listeners would have been very much inspired by the activity that's happening. Thank you. Sairam.
Sairam.
Dear listeners, once again, loving Sairams and greetings from Prashant Nilayam. I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai and this is a segment, Service Love in Action. So today, as part of this segment, I played for you a conversation with Brother Sandeep from Vishakhapatnam of the South Indian state of Andhra Pradesh. And as you heard in the conversation, he spoke to us about his involvement in 108 drinking water projects till date. Well, dear listeners, I hope you all are inspired by listening to the conversation. These Sai youth from Vishakhapatnam are doing really remarkable job from the past 7 or 8 years when they started the water project in the year 2007, and till date they have completed about 108 water projects, drinking water projects, giving clean drinking water to many tribal villages around Vishakhapatnam. So there are few things, dear listeners, in this world that can give happiness greater than that God. That is when you give happiness to others. And once this joy is experienced, one can never settle for anything lesser. These Sai youth from Vishakhapatnam went on to take up and completed 108 water projects. So inspired by this, these Sai youth from Vishakhapatnam went on and completed about 108 drinking water projects. So after listening to this conversation, dear listeners, your feedback, comments and suggestions are always welcome. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. With that, it's time for me to take your leave and sign off for today. Meet you again next Thursday. As always, I place this segment, Service Love in Action, in the lotus feet of Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba, and in a while from now, we will be joined by brothers Prem and Arvind for the next segment of today's Thursday Life, that is Afternoon Satsang. Jai Sai Ram.